Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Rockets win, and in large part because of Alperin, but Jalen came in. And at a 94-90 game, and he made a huge difference. Hit a couple of threes and other and assists and everything else. And the Rockets pulled away to win by 11. Astros win opening day 3-1. Fromber was awesome. Bullpen shaky. Cam Smith was a story. Cam Smith was a big story yesterday. And then NCAA tournament, Texas Tech came up with the big upset, trailing by 16. Came away with the win. The second largest comeback ever.
In Sweet 16 history.
In Sweet 16 history. Texas Tech is real, bro. Texas Tech is formidable.
Where are you watching the game? You watching it around people, Cougs, or are you going to watch it at home?
I'll probably go out with my boys and watch it. Yeah. Probably go out with my boys and watch it, although I call my other buddy who gives up alcohol for Lent, didn't even answer the phone.
He's not looking to go out with anyone.
No. No,
how many more days?
Well, me and
have?
Yanni went out yesterday, and we were watching the games. And I called my other buddy Chad, and he's like, he ain't answering because it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
And Yanni was sad for me because I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, something you self-imposed on yourself. We should all feel bad for you about.
Yeah.
How many more days of it do you have? When does Lent end?
It's a month from Sunday.
Oh, so you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
And, of course, you will feel much better, and then you'll just go back to drinking.
Yeah.
You won't take any of the benefits that you felt from not drinking and say, you know what, maybe I don't stop drinking completely, but I moderate.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
When your check engine light is on,
yeah,
and then you fix the car,
mm-hmm.
Do you drive it again or you not drive it? Of course you drive it.
I drive it, but if I knew exactly why the check engine light was on, I would try to avoid things that would cause it to come back on.
Well, but it happens, and sometimes it breaks down. My check liver light was on,
mm-hmm.
and then I fixed it.
Yeah, but your check liver light is on consistently. You just stop drinking.
It builds up.
But you didn't choose to use Lent as a way to recover. You just said, I'm going to give something up that I love to do.
For my faith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with your liver.
It also happens to have health benefits.
I'm going to bet that your check liver light is on in June, but you wait till March.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you
it
can
has
go,
nothing
though,
to do with your check liver light.
You can
light.
Go with your check engine light on for a while.
You go for a long while.
Yeah.
About 10 months.
No. June is a little early for my check liver. It's the football season where my check liver light ignites.
I'm going to say
About midway through the season.
6 weeks or so that you don't drink, that does not make up for the lifelong drinking.
No, but listen, I'm doing my part.
Well,
you can only do so much, though.
No, that's not true. You can do more.
No.
You have chosen a certain amount of time to do something.
Not with my friends, you can't. No.
Well,
they already hate me for this.
For doing radio?
No, for giving up alcohol.
Oh, you're right. I hate you for doing radio.
Yeah, you do. No,
yeah.
You do.
But yeah, they don't hate you for this.
Just in, Houston has hired former Kentucky coach Matthew Mitchell, a 3-time SEC Coach of the Year, as its next women's basketball coach, a source tells the Houston Chronicle.
Have you ever seen a Houston women's basketball highlight before?
Never.
I've never seen it.
No.
I have no idea who their coach was or what happened. Although Calvin Sampson did talk about that, I think.
He said making something a hire?
About losing that coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they lost the coach to another job?
I think they lost the coach to losing the coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've different college towns feel differently about women's sports, and certainly U of H women's basketball doesn't have really any history to speak of. It's not the UConn's. There's not a star player to focus on, like what's going on at USC. And, of course, they had Cheryl Miller in the past. I've never seen a highlight of women's basketball, women's basketball.
Well, maybe that's a guy who's a three-time SEC Coach of the Year.
They went after someone who can change it.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, Calvin Sampson changed the game, right? So yes, maybe Matthew Mitchell changes the game.
Three-time SEC Coach of the Year they got.
At Kentucky. I didn't even know Kentucky was good at women's basketball.
I knew that. I've seen them ranked before.
I've never seen them.
Yes.
I've never seen them play.
I think I have.
We've seen South Carolina, UConn.
I think I've seen Kentucky in the tournament before.
You have?
Yeah.
It'll be first for me.
Or never.
Yeah.
Will there be a first?
LSU, listen, Kaylee Clark was the only women's basketball college basketball I rarely watched.
And some
South Carolina.
Well, Flage's still doing her thing at LSU. They're a problem in this tournament.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard that. I read that somewhere. Chris in the Woodlands wants to get in here. Hey, Chris in the Woodlands.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I had a quick question. So I was watching the Rockets game last night, and I agree with you, John. Like, some games I feel like Alperen's kind of like our main guy, and then obviously Jalen, and then I'm in the star. I wanted to ask, as we go into next year, I don't think this year is our championship year. I think I don't know about you guys, but if we made the Western Conference Finals, I think that would be a success. What do you think changes we would need to make going into next year as far as, like, upgrades? I think, I'll just throw it out there, Cam Whitmore obviously fits off the coach. He's got crazy talent. I think we maybe trade him like Oklahoma City did with James Harden, and maybe we can get back a couple of picks. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about what changes and what pieces you think we need to add as we move into next year. And I'll hang up on this one.
Well, you got the Fred VanVleet issue that you got to have to address. Is Fred VanVleet? We know he can win a championship. We know he did and could win a championship. Is this Fred VanVleet championship worthy? I don't think so.
No, he doesn't.
But Ime loves him. So,
and the reporting consistently has been that they will rip up the team player option. And then they'll extend them less money per year, but more money over the course of the deal. That feels like a definite. As far as Chris and what improvements need to be made, that's what the playoffs will tell us a little bit. Like, this season has been great. The young guys have gotten better in ways, and they come together to put together a really good season. Let's see what they do in the playoffs before we make any determinations about who needs to go, who needs to come in. And it's only one game, but we talked about it this morning, earlier in the morning. What Jalen Green did last night as a primary ball handler and initiator of offense and getting guys involved, that's the knock on him. Sure, he can get to his shot anytime he wants, but what does he do to make the guys around him better? He was the hub of that offense late as they won going away. If he turns into a guy you can just give the ball to and he's going to create offense for himself and others, all of a sudden you don't need to think about trading for a number one, whoever that might be. That's why the playoffs are so important. That's why no matter how long the run is, I want to see this team play together, play games where the opponent is actually game planning for your strengths and weaknesses game by game by game. And if you maybe have a game where it doesn't go well, you bounce back from it, and that'll be a test of Ime because it'll only be a second playoff run as a head coach. These are all things we need to see before we just decide who needs to come in,
agreed,
who needs to go.
I don't think we know yet.
Yeah.
I don't think we know yet. I think they're still a piece away, though. Listen, the ESPN just put up Oklahoma City has a 71% chance of winning the West. Houston has 7%. Denver has 7%. Somebody else has 6%. I mean, 71%. Oklahoma said, you're not ready to win it all. You're not. And yeah, they still got to play the games. And I don't know the bigger upsets of Oklahoma City is formidable. You're not ready for that. Here's, you know what a successful season is this year? winning the first playoff series.
Yeah, I think
getting to the Western Conference Finals would be lining up for me.
Yeah, this season, I don't want it the success of the season to change what people think the trajectory of this team was before the year started. Making the playoffs was the goal. Now they surpassed that greatly. If you win a playoff series in year two of Ime, after this, how bad this team was, that's a success. If you were playing in a second-round series against one of the contenders in the West, this is a hit. A hit. The season is a complete success, and then you can start to evaluate individuals. But as a whole, the arrow's on the rise. So I get it. You're nearing 50 wins, so now you think a Western Conference Finals should be maybe your floor. I don't think so. You get out there, and you win a series, no matter who you face. All credit to the Rockets, and then we can make decisions about other players and the path forward later. Whoever the opponent is, you beat the Warriors, you beat the Clippers, you beat the Wolves, whoever it might be. This is a crazy good year for them if they get that done.
How about that? The Mavs are in
the play-in now.
The play-in now.
Well, they've won three in a row since Anthony Davis has come back.
How about that? Well, they've won one in a row.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They had maybe it's three out of four. Maybe that's what.
So Sacramento and Dallas will play. Gold right now. It's Golden State and Minnesota in the first play-in games. So the Rockets will get either one of those two right now. But the Kings and Mavericks, Phoenix is outside looking in, but just by a half a game. Man, that's going to be a tough game. I'm telling you, this week they've got Phoenix and the Lakers, at Phoenix and at the Lakers. Those are going to be tough games, really tough games. And those two teams are both going to be trying hard. Listen, they get through that first playoff against one of these teams. That's not going to be an easy series. The Warriors, the Clippers, or Minnesota is who you're most likely facing in the first round.
Yeah, that's what I said, a win. In the first round, that's an accomplishment.
That's an accomplishment.
You look who you're playing. The teams aside, you're playing Kawhi Leonard, who's played well, and of course, James, we have our history with him. But Golden State, it's Jimmy Butler, Draymond, and Steph. And it's Anthony Edwards plus the rest of the Wolves. If you take out one of those teams led by one of those stars, you've done something.
Yeah. Yep. All right, when we come back, you poker fans, we got a little something for you. All right? I'm a poker fan. And we're going to talk poker on the other side, right here on ESPN, Houston poker too, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about the Chevron Championship. Let's talk golf. Let's talk about how good these ladies are. Let's talk about the best in the world fighting for the Dinosaur Trophy. How about they are awesome? How about the course, which is beautiful? I think our best facility in the Houston area, the golf club at Carlton Woods, the Nicholas course, I think it's our best facility. I really do. It's beautiful. And if you haven't been there, there's a reason to go up there for that. Or how about just the competition? It doesn't get any better. Or how about it's at the highest level? It is the first major of the year. It's the Chevron Championship, the old Dinosaur. It's the way that the ladies start their season. Well, their season has started, but as far as the majors go, it is just less than a month away. It's April 24th through the 27th. It's hopefully going to be a beautiful week. And I'm telling you, it's golf at its highest level. And if you're looking for that, you want to go, you're a girl dad, you want to take her out there to see these ladies competing because they are awesome. And you get access too. You're right there at the action. You're looking for a great way to get involved or get close to the action at a huge major sporting event. TheChevronChampionship.com. TheChevronChampionship.com. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mike is joining us. Mike, what's your last name? I'm sorry.
Mike Traylor.
Okay, Mike. I haven't even thought about it because you sat down and we've been talking poker ever since you sat down. So, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Texas Card House is going to be doing stuff with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know that we're big poker people. We've done a lot of stuff in the past here in the city of Houston. We love Houston poker. I got to tell you, I play in L.A. and I play in Vegas, and Houston poker is different than anywhere.
Houston poker is different for sure than anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, the Houston poker community has been excelling in the poker world for years and years and years. And now that poker has become legal in the state of Texas and we've branded the way that we have, we just have rising stars every day.
Well, it is more aggressive. It is the most aggressive poker you will see.
It is the most aggressive poker in the world, especially Pot Limit Omaha.
Oh, my God. Pot Limit Omaha. Those of you that aren't aware, it is crazy here compared to other places, because I play Pot Limit Omaha, and it is not you every hand is just okay, flop and shove.
That's exactly right.
Just shove all your money in. It's incredible. Texas Card House has become. You guys are the biggest now.
We are the biggest.
And it didn't take you long.
We're the leader in the industry by far. We have 6 locations in the state.
Yeah.
And we have the biggest locations in the state. So we are definitely the go-to when it comes to poker in the state of Texas.
I play Westheimer because I live live right here.
Sure.
And so Westheimer is really close, and it's great. And I haven't been up to Spring. But you guys are doing something right now. You had an entire run now, right? Has this been a month long?
Well, this has been about a week and a half long. It's our Spring Classic. We do it every year. And right now we're in the middle of our main event.
No, that's not, but the whole Spring Classic is a...
It's a 10-day series.
10 days, okay. Yep. And this is incredible. 8 flights for day one.
Correct.
For those of you that don't understand, it's difficult. There are 8 day ones.
Correct.
8 day ones. And you're in the middle of it right now. You've got more coming this weekend. And then day two is only one day. Is one event. $500,000 on the line.
That is correct. It's an $800 buy-in, $500,000 guaranteed main event. Like you said, it's 8 starting flights. We have 5 flights left today at noon and 5, tomorrow noon and 5. And then Sunday morning, we have what's called a turbo flight. Shorter blind levels, a little bit more aggressive play, but it's a last chance to get into day two, which is Sunday afternoon. And, yeah, it's a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. You know, granted everything goes correctly, somebody's going to be taking home $100,000 for first place.
First place will be right around 100 grand, and it's only 2 days of work.
Yeah.
Now, guys will re-enter, so maybe you're going to throw – some guys are going to throw a few bullets at it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. I mean, like you said, poker in Texas is pretty aggressive. Yeah. So, we got guys even in Hold'em that sit down and get all the chips in on the very first hand. But, if you sit down and you play patiently, I mean, you can make these day twos and already be in the money.
And so, and for those of you that don't know, I mean, if you're a poker player, this is something that you want to try. Maybe, I don't know if you go up to Choctaw for the World Poker Tour. New Orleans has a
WSOP.
World Series. WSOP. You know, are we gonna, do we have anything like that here where we're gonna be WSOP or WPT?
So there's nothing in the works right now for linking up with WSOP or WPT. However, Texas Card House has its own brand called the Trailblazer Series.
Okay.
And the Trailblazer Series is played at Texas Card House locations all across the state. We're actually finishing up our first season, of the Trailblazer next week at our flagship location in Austin.
Okay. So, you got it right here. You got biggest poker, $100,000 for first place, $500,000. Do you get it back with $800, are you guys throwing money in it?
I mean, we're hoping that we're not adding any money, but part of being in the industry is that we do take that chance and we guarantee our guests.
When you've got a guarantee, you're taking a chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, Texas Card House, like I said, has kind of pioneered the legal poker in the state of Texas. So, we have a wonderful group of guests that come in and we're growing every single day. And so we typically have great turnouts for these events. I mean, the opening event for the Spring Classic was a $100,000 guaranteed single day event.
Wow.
It was only $460. That prize pool ended up being $108,000 total. We followed it up with a multi-flight, like we're doing with this main event, $150,000 guarantee for $360. That one had $235,000 in the prize pool.
Wow. So how many tables you got at Spring?
We have 30 tables at Spring. So outside of the Austin location, we're the largest Texas Card House location.
Nice, nice. And I imagine they're all full when you got $100,000 on the line for one day.
Yeah, and the weekends are the craziest. I mean, our Friday nights, there's standing room only.
So are you guys, because I know Westheimer is more known for the cash, are you guys more known for the tournament or cash?
We're both, yeah. So, I mean, on a Friday night, typically 14, 15 tables of cash, ranging anything from, you know, smaller stake, 1-2 no limit hold'em, all the way up to 5, 10, 25 pot limit Omaha.
Yeah, and that's sporty. That's sporty. That's nice. That's a big game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better know what you're doing. You're getting into that game, and you better be ready to shove all your money into the middle, because that's what happens. So cash, tournament, and big-time tournament. Plus, you're open 24 hours?
Yeah, we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. We do give our guys a break on Christmas Day.
Nice. Look at
so,
you
know, everybody's got to spend a little bit of time at home with the family, but the rest of the time we're open for the players.
Yeah, but you should open at about 10 o'clock on Christmas night, because everybody's done.
Yeah, and right. Santa's play already now. Come and gone.
And they're
ready to get
those Christmas envelopes. Let's
right.
go. I want to go play poker. It is amazing. It really is amazing what you guys have done. I love – listen, Westheimer is awesome. I've been playing there. Matter of fact, I'm going to play today in the senior event. They got a senior event every Friday. It's an easy buy-in.
Yep.
For those of you that are out there, if you're 50 or older and you want it's a great turn. It's a great little tournament. I finished, and it's all year long. And the number one guy over the year gets a buy-in at the World Series of Poker.
Right.
Right. He gets a $2,000 buy-in.
Right. And then at spring every Friday night, we have our Friday night standard, which is a $140 buy-in, $25,000 guarantee. We do that every week.
Wow.
And then once a month, usually we do what's called a Monster Friday. Same buy-in, but we guarantee $40,000 in the prize pool.
Wow.
Yeah. So we get some really, really big prize pools up there at spring.
So you guys must be, that's off the charts to be guaranteed. But listen, for those of you who don't know, like a $5,000 guarantee is standard.
Sure.
For the most part here.
Right.
For you guys to be guaranteeing that kind of money on a Friday night is you're pretty well secure in your poker masculinity.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. You know, we've been doing this tournament in spring for 3+ years and increasing the guarantee, you know, pretty regularly. And so that's where we're at right now, is the $25,000 guarantee with the $40,000 monster about every month. We pack the house on a Friday night. It's a great time. You know, we've got a full bar. The bar's open till 2. We have some snacks and some food options that are always available to our guests. And we're such a big club that we've got plenty of room. 24-hour security. It's really safe for people to come in and enjoy poker in Texas.
Yeah.
It's not that seedy underground back room of the pool hall that it used to be 10 years ago.
No, listen. There is always security, and you do feel safe. You do
right.
feel safe. There's always a guard. In some places, well, you get wanded, or you walk through a metal detector.
Correct.
Right. I know in Westheimer you get wanded.
Correct. So, that's what we do at Spring.
Yeah, you do You do that as well. I got to come up. What's the address at Spring?
We're at 1411 Spring Cypress Road. And for most of you that are in the Houston area, I mean, you know where Splashtown is. We're right in front of Splashtown, right on the feeder road of 45 and Spring Cypress Road.
Okay. And what times are the... Are the flights for this weekend for the 500,000?
So we have a noon starting flight today, a 5 o'clock starting flight this evening. We do it again tomorrow, noon and 5. And then Sunday morning is our turbo flight, that last flight at 9 a.m.
And what time is the day two?
Day two is going to start Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
2:30. And that is, listen, 500,000 on the line. If you're a poker player in this city, you go there.
Yeah, this is where you got to be this weekend. I mean,
because I know a lot of guys that'll travel. They'll travel to Choctaw for that. This is big money that you're playing for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the 2024 World Series of Poker main event champion at the location right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. The world. And listen, and people will come from all over for this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This does mean something to our community, because you do bring in people from all over.
All over the country, all over the world. We have guests, especially at Spring, that come in from Germany and Greece, and they stay here for months at a time to play at Spring.
Oh, that's great. I'm telling you, our poker is known throughout the country.
Absolutely. The best poker players in the world come from Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell They're the most, like I said, the most aggressive, that's for sure.
We'll definitely say the most aggressive.
Right, right. But we've got great Dan Smith, and we've got a bunch of guys. We've got a bunch of guys that can play. So, a bar, open till 2 a.m., but 24 hours, you can keep on playing, even after the bar is closed. You don't have to be a great player either. There's starting levels for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We have tournaments at spring that start at $20, you know, so you can come in and have a share. You were talking about those $4,000 and $5,000 guarantees. We guarantee that on $20 buy-in tournaments.
Yeah.
And we do those. Actually, starting Monday the 31st, we're going to have a $25 buy-in tournament 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 o'clock. And then we have our bigger tournaments in the evenings. You can always check out our tournament schedule online at texascardhouse.com. Just go to the spring page, and you'll see our full tournament structure. And then our cash games, we have 1-2 no limit, typically for beginners. You know, we don't have the Omaha hands in there, so people can't get really hurt. And, you know, it's a great way to introduce yourself to poker.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a budding poker person, Texas Card House is the place for you. I'm telling you. I love it. It's such a nice facility, clean. It is, and you feel secure. It is great. I'm going to come up. I might come up tomorrow and get in that nude.
Yeah, that would be great. Tomorrow. You know, the thing about poker in Texas, a lot of people don't know this, we're a membership-based club. And so one of the things I wanted to surprise you with while we're on the air is that anybody listening to this spot that has never been to a Texas Card House can come to the Spring or the Houston location, and they're going to get a week membership for free and 2 hours of play on a cash table for free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How about that? So you just mentioned this?
Just mention the ESPN spot and get welcomed with open arms.
How about that? Free play. Free membership for a week.
Absolutely.
And free a couple hours free on the table.
That's correct.
I just mentioned this right here. Go see Alan over here on Westheimer. That's or correct. You.
Yep.
And get yourself some free play right there. Absolutely. That's great. That is awesome. Hey, we are going to be partnering up with Texas Card House, and we couldn't be happier. We are big poker fans. If you are, then Texas Card House is a place for you, like right now.
Like
get
right
over
now.
There. Get over there and get in, because you never know. If you catch cards, you could be at that final table making really, really nice money for just 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 days worth of work. And, you know, $800 can be a big buy-in for some people. We have a solution for that also. We do what's called sweats at Spring. So for $90, we get 9 players together. They all get dealt a blind hand. And the winner of the hand just automatically advances into an $800 buy-in main event.
Just one hand.
So you could turn $90 into $100,000.
Right. Absolutely, you can. Yeah, a lot of times it's called satellites.
Yeah.
Right, right.
This is just a one-hand satellite.
This is just one hand.
Yeah, that's it. And it's Omaha. You don't even know how to play. All you got to do is turn your hand over and hope for the best.
And then hope you caught the cards.
Yeah.
No betting, just go.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. We used to play something. It's different. Yeah. Sweat game.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to play that as well. Right. That is awesome. So there you have it. When do you do those?
We opened them this morning, and we will do them all the way through the end of registration on Sunday morning in the Turbo. As soon as we get 9 people registered for them, we put the cards in the air and then start it all over again.
That's great. That's fun. That is a lot of fun. You don't have to have any talent whatsoever. That's what I might try then.
Right. I mean, you and me are in the same boat. Yeah, I mean, right. That's how I'm going to get into the main event is by getting lucky.
That's it. That's the only way. Mike, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure being here.
That is great stuff. Texas Card House. And what's the website?
It's texascardhouse.com.
Oh, that's
And then you just go to the location drop-down menu and either select Spring or the Houston location.
Or the Houston location. But Spring is where the big tournament is.
Spring is where the big
main event
is
this week. So that's texascardhouse.com, texascardhouse.com. And don't forget, you get free play for a week and a couple of hours on the table, absolutely free. Mike, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Mike from Texas Card House right here, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk real quick before we break here about Doc Linville. Doc Linville is awesome. Doc Linville, Mike doesn't need it. He's got a nice head of hair. But here's the deal. If you don't have Mike's hair, okay, I needed him. I needed Doc Linville. And Doc Linville was there for me. Doc Linville did the neo grafting on me. I also did the PRP. The difference is the PRP is like fertilizer, stimulating the growth of your hair. The neo grafting is like resodding. Okay. You take the side and back and put it on the top of your head. The neo grafting is different than the cutting and pasting that used to happen with this in this industry. The Neo grafting is not painful, okay? That other process is awful. Doc Linville's process is awesome. I did it. I loved it. I was back at work. We did it on Friday. I was back at work on Monday. Fred did it. He was back at work that same day, okay? That's how easy and wonderful it is. You're looking for a great way, but don't wait until you're bald. Do it now. If you've got a receding hairline or you're growing, a bald spot is growing, do it now, because it's a lot easier for you and Doc Linville at 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
So while the entire station was out at East River 9 yesterday enjoying the golf, the televisions, the breakfast tacos, we're not out. We're here, but Paul Gallant and the Killer Bees are going to be out at Typhoon Texas today for Wild West Brew Fest. Typhoon Texas is in Katy, 555 Katy Fort Bend Road. So you want to go out there and join the guys and check everything that Wild West Brew Fest is. You can hang out with those guys. Paul from 12 to 3 and then the Killer Bees after him. So I've never been out there. In fact, I don't make it out to Katy. But if you guys are in that area, you want to see what the deal is, you can join them out there. We have more of an update from Lance. He's offered us more information. He told us he was terribly ill. He's told us how ill he was. Now I feel a little bit bad about calling him soft. Said he had to go to urgent care this morning. Had to get an IV.
He's an urgent care kind of guy, though.
Oh, you don't think it's necessary?
I don't know. I've had it before. I toughed it out.
Did you lose?
He's softer than I am.
Did you lose 8 pounds?
Yeah, I think I did.
And you, for 3 days, you suffered, but you stayed home. You didn't go to urgent care.
I lose 8 pounds after I stopped drinking, like a day after I stopped drinking alcohol. Okay. So
not really a concern of yours then.
Yeah. So
Lance lost a whole baby in weight. He lost.
Well, usually a woman gains 30 pounds.
No, not baby weight.
But the baby.
I mean a whole baby. He lost a whole baby, yes.
Do you think Lance was pregnant at the time?
No. I'm just saying.
This is morning sickness? Is this what you're saying?
I'm just using a full baby as a unit of measure as far as how much weight he's lost. That's a full baby he lost.
Hmm.
What else weighs 8 pounds that you lose immediately?
Alcohol weight.
Okay.
I got 8 pounds of alcohol in me.
Okay.
I had when I stopped.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 8 pounds is a lot. Are you sure he lost 8 pounds?
This is what he's saying.
This is a great diet, though.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he wants to look good for his NFL draft stuff on NFL.com.
Do you think he's using this as an excuse because he's on Ozempic and when he comes back, he's going to look like a complete over the weekend?
I don't think you lose a baby in a day on Ozempic.
I'm just saying. It's not a day. It'll be like 3 days for us next time we see him.
Yeah, it's true.
So what I'm saying is he's saying I lost 8 pounds because I'm sick, but really he's going to be back on that Ozempic on the O. And, oh, Lance, what happened to you? I'm still recovering from food poisoning. Really, he's on that O.
You think he's on the O?
You just pointed out a reason for him to
be. Well, it's better. Oh, he could be on the H.
Well, there are different letters to choose from. I prefer him on the O.
You would rather he was on the O than the H.
Yes.
O than the H, right.
Yes, I'd rather the O than the H, and he's going to use, we've got food poisoning, to cover up that he had to hit that Ozempic hard because he's got NFL draft coverage.
For those of you who don't know, Lance has food poisoning and...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't know. I think he just didn't want to work today.
That's a possibility, but if he looks noticeably slimmer, this is a great cover for taking the O.
You think he's taking the O, not the L.
No, he's going to be.
He's taking the O.
He's going to be prominently displayed on TV in the next month.
And he's going to be skinny now.
He has pointed out that he's in the process of losing weight. Maybe it's not going as quick as he'd like. And he added a little extra help. Food poisoning.
Is that
what they call Ozempic now? Food poisoning?
Is that it? I finished adolescence.
Okay.
It was depressing.
Yes.
Okay.
In multiple ways.
I'm on Severance now, season 2.
How far into
it? I'm just in the first episode.
Okay. So do you remember what happened in the season finale?
I watched the last episode.
Okay.
of season one. Then I watched, and it was better watching the last episode.
I think it would be, yeah.
Because it was a long time.
Yeah, it's been, what, 2+ years between seasons?
Is the whole season out yet, Severance?
Yes, the season finale, I think, aired last Thursday.
Okay.
So if you
are, are you up to date?
I'm all caught up.
You're all caught up?
Yes.
Was it a good season?
I enjoyed it. There are some things where, is this plot going to get wrapped up? Some things are left hanging. Maybe it'll come back in season three. You'll finish some stuff. I enjoyed it. I enjoy all that sci-fi stuff. And there is an interesting Mark versus Mark S. episode where they get to talk to each other later in the season.
Oh, no. Mark S. was – or Mark W.?
Well, it's Mark – I forgot, Scout, which is the Audi, and then Mark S is the Innie. Yes.
Oh. Yes, I thought the other Mark that came in.
Oh yeah, from the he doesn't make a. It's just that one episode for all those
that's
people.
It.
Yeah, that they don't come
done.
Back. Yeah. But Mark S Audi, Mark S Innie, Mark Scout, the Audi, they have a back and forth in one of the episodes, which is pretty interesting.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it again. I so here's what I did. I watched Severance the first episode after. Not watching the last episode, and I was like,
it's tough.
I forget. So then I went back and watched the last episode, and then I'm like, oh, this is good again.
Yeah. The dramatic season one finale, prepping for season two, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I did that all the time with Game of Thrones, too.
I did that, too, yeah.
Yep. All right. Anything else? Did we hit everything today?
Well, we talked tournament, Rockets, Astros. We kind of went around baseball, too. I think we
didn't mention Austin Wells.
We did not.
Austin Wells he's the first catcher in baseball history, known baseball history, to hit a leadoff home run in an opening day game. He's the first Yankee catcher to be a leadoff hitter. The
Ever.
Yankees have been around since 1913.
So he made some history.
He made some history yesterday, and he homered in his – well – Homer in his first leadoff at bat, first catcher to do that in a leadoff at bat, first catcher to ever do that.
I'm not really looking to celebrate the Yankees at all. It is news, but I wish they would just have an awful year. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm hoping they have a terrible year.
Look at the difference. Did you see Ohtani homered late in their game? And Soto struck out with two on what could have been with two on, he was the go-ahead run at the plate, and he struck out on a terrible pitch.
Yep.
Those Bailed are the Josh two most expensive players in history, and I'm glad Soto did that, but I'm not happy about Ohtani.
Well, we got to just come to accept the Dodgers hit on him, all right? I mean, we knew he was great. The only hope you have is that the Mets way overpaid for Soto, and he's going to be a bit of a disaster.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I hope,
but the Ohtani thing feels like, okay, we're stuck with him being great for years.
I don't know. I think they're going to be okay with Soto.
I know, but the Ohtani thing is set in stone for me. Soto, I can hope and delude myself into thinking the worst contract in baseball history resides in New York. The Ohtani thing, whatever. That's just going to be a great player for the next however long he wants
to play. Except when they have to pay him $18 million a year for 10 years after he's done.
Well, they ain't got nothing to do with what he does as a player. Look, I'm not worried about the Dodgers' finances after he's no longer playing. I think they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But what the problem is them circumventing the way things go now to have him and other guys, and they're projected to win 103.5 games this year. They open as the largest favorite to win a World Series, I think, in history.
Really?
I saw that stat that the Dodgers are so far and away expected to win. Kind of historic.
Even over the 50s Yankees?
Well, I don't know if they have history. I don't know if they go that far back. But what I saw, giant favorite, historically giant favorite to win it all. And you know MLB, you know Major League Baseball and ESPN have their issue. ESPN is petty. Like I'm on ESPN.com and maybe it's how I search things, but everyone knows you look at the top, you have the scores, and under that, you have the things you can pick. Whatever you want to go to the ESPN's NFL page, you can. The MLB one is under more sports. Like it has college football, NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA, women's and men, and then soccer. Maybe it's my choices. Does it come up with for you under more sports, under like a drop menu for
no.
more sports?
No, it's golf and rowing and my more sports. My headings on ESPN are the big sports.
Okay, so maybe it's just your preference, Nate, and they kind of moving around your preference.
I don't have soccer on my main.
Yeah, under mine. Okay, I thought maybe the issue between those two pushed Major League Baseball under more sports. Maybe that's just me. But yeah, that's why I saw like the Dodgers, giant favorite, expected to win. If they don't win, it's one of the bigger upsets in recent Major League history. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely is. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking Chastain Ford right now. I'm talking about how much I love what Chastain Ford has done for me and what Chastain Ford will do for you. And if not, nobody emails me and said, well, I had a bad experience with Chastain Ford. I never get that. Or tweets me. I mean, I get a bunch of tweets about from Chastain Ford about people that are buying their vehicle and they're a big smile on their face. They got the deal that they love. They got a deal on the vehicle. I mean, shop and compare. Go see how Chastain Ford is going to go about it versus other dealerships. Go see how they're going to try to sell you nitrogen in the tires or tinted windows or whatever, how they're going to try to upsell you, because that's what they have to do, because that's the philosophy from the top. That's what they want you to do, charge as much as possible. Not a Chastain Ford. They're not going to upsell you. They just don't do it. No add-ons, no markups, transparent pricing. Truck month right now, 2024s on the lot, F-150s. Got to get them off the lot, $6,500 off, plus Chastain discounts. I'm telling you, you're going to get your best deal, best service, best of everything at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. You're buying a Ford car or truck. There's one place to go, Chastain Ford.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
As if it wasn't bad enough last night that Maryland lost in the Sweet 16. Apparently, Kermit the Frog is going to give their commencement speech at the University of Maryland. Do you feel like if you spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on your education at the University of Maryland, that maybe Kermit the Frog is a bit of a ripoff?
Well, is that part of the package when you start paying tuition that you think about who's going to be your commencement speaker?
No, but the realization of it when it happens. I mean, you could have
Scott Van Pelt. He's a Maryland grad. You could have him there.
Would you not rather have Scott Van Pelt?
I'd rather have a human being than someone
Kermit the Frog
with a hand of a puppet's ass talking to me. Yes. Do they have that all set up before you walk in so the illusion of that puppet talking to you isn't broken? Like, all right, everyone, Kermit's all ready to go, and then they walk you in so you don't see some guy walking under
Well, is he in his seat, and then you got to walk over the podium?
So how do they do it to try to keep people engaged? Because I would be like, wait, what?
Well, the people behind are going to, I don't know, you just got to, I don't think you have to suspend reality, okay? You know it's a puppet.
Yeah, but at least if it's...
Somebody's got his hand right up his...
But at least if there's a barrier where I don't see the guy working him, I can pretend.
Right.
Personally, just give me a human being.
A self-driving Tesla crashed into a wall that was painted to look like a road. They put a wall up on the road with a line that made it look like the road was continuing. And the Tesla, anybody would crash into it, not just a self-driving Tesla. It
feels very Looney Tune-ish.
It feels like, it really is. It feels like somebody went out of their way to make Tesla look bad here.
Like Tesla is Wile E. Coyote?
Honestly.
I don't know which one pulls the tricks on the other one. He just runs into a wall.
Bing! I mean, that's mean. That's just mean-spirited. Yeah. And by the way, how did you get the wall so nobody else crashes into it? Just the Tesla.
I don't know. Tesla's not having a great run right now. People are down.
People are down on Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question. Well, certain people are down
on
Tesla.
Yeah, certainly
certain people.
Certain people. Other people love it.
Right. A marble statue of a woman believed to be more than 2,000 years old was found abandoned in a garbage bag near the Greek city of Thessaloniki. Do you want to go to Thessaloniki now and scan and scrounge through their garbage?
No, why?
Well, that's because not... you could find a 2,000-year-old statue.
What am I going to do with the 2,000-year-old statue?
Make a lot of money selling it.
I don't know the people who... I don't know the connects. If I had a connect and I knew who to talk to, I would... But I'm still not traveling to Greece.
I think I'd have thrown it out, too. It's headless. It doesn't have a head on it. And it's, like, really dirty.
Yeah, how would I know?
Yeah.
What it's worth. It just looks like junk.
It was roughly in a period between 320 and 30 BC.
How about you that? Told me that. Thank you. But on site, it looks just like junk. Get it out of
here.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even have a head.
Wow.
Okay? The woman doesn't even have... We don't even know what she looked like.
That's not really
so
that...
So I'm not keeping her if I don't know what she looked like. What if she was not great?
It's not that important for a statue? It's not someone in your court that you have to make a
judgment
on?
Don't you want a statue that's pretty, like the Statue of Liberty? She's hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Looks a little mousy to me.
She's got greenish. She's got...
No, yeah. I'm not talking about... I'm talking about her features. The statue looks a little mousy to me.
What?
Yeah, like a...
Oh, you see, like, you're not an American,
like
I don't believe.
Like the before picture.
I don't believe you're American, because you think that the Statue of Liberty isn't hot.
I will tell you this. I have never heard anyone call it hot before until you just did.
Hmm. Well... And people are keeping it to themselves.
She looks like a little matron-y. Like, hey, you run a library? Is that what you do? Is that what you do? If you weren't doing this job, would you be running a library? That's what she looks like.
No. She looks...
Stop it. Stop it. You don't know. She's in that...
You don't know.
She's in that big gown. You don't know what she looks like underneath.
She looks like she's...
She could...
I mean...
She could look like she belongs at IHOP. I don't know.
No. Not to me. Maybe to you, because you don't love America like I do.
Is that why? So yeah. Anything American you think is hot?
That's right.
I'm going to bring a list.
Not anything.
I'm going to bring a list of American not women anything. On Monday. You tell me if you think they're hot or not.
We got to go. Have a great weekend. Hey, I'm going heading over to, you want to play in the senior event? I'm going to be there at noon. Let's go play. Or this weekend up in Spring at the Texas Card House, the big event they got going on there. Man, I think I'm going to go. Got to go. We are done. Have a great weekend. Let's go Cougs tonight. And we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.